Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, or should I say queens and kings, so glad for you to join us today on Free Psychic Readings, Sunday with Linus. Okay, let's get started. I don't know why I was daydreaming for a minute. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Linus every Sunday at 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. One question per caller, please. We like to be fair with everyone. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's a psychic, Reiki master, and teacher. Miss Nina also helps with readings, so remember that as we're talking, because sometimes she comes in because she picks up on stuff as well. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. If you desire a more in-depth reading from me, and I have 40 years of experience, you can contact me at www.theessenceofsuccessalloneline.com. Click on the icon intuitive at the top of the page or send me a message at the same site for all. While at the website, you can also enjoy past shows that are archived, news, sports, entertainment news, and hot topics. Now, I want to say happy birthday to all the Gemini folks. I know it's coming up this week, but when I come on next Sunday, it'll be after. So happy birthday, Geminis. Also, today is the new moon for May, May 17th. Today's the new moon, so mark your calendars. Anything that you want to start new or make a change for the better, this is the day to begin that. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Friday, 5/15 Friday was a very lucky day. So for some of you, I hope you got out and did whatever, played lottos or sweepstakes or did a loan or something and it came through, but it was a lucky day. So I hope some of you took notice of that. Now, another thing I want to tell you about is Mercury retrograde. Yeah, it's that time again. From May, write this down, everybody, from May 19th, which is, Wednesday, I think, to June 11th. I'm sorry?
Tuesday, Lana.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay. So May 19th, Tuesday, to June 11th. We are in Mercury retrograde for 3 weeks, and remember, this time it's in the sign of Gemini. So, you know, Gemini is the sign of the twins. But remember, for 3 weeks while we're in Mercury retrograde, you do not want to start a new job. You do not want to buy any big-ticket item like a house, a car, or furniture. You could have some communication problems. Could have some problems with your computer. But anyway, and for some people, I'm going to tell you, Mercury retrograde is not always bad. For some people, it's really good because it brings things to a head, maybe that you didn't notice before, and now you got that aha moment. And then for others, it may seem like, oh, man, when were these 3 weeks in? So it can go either way, but for sure, because that planet is going backwards, do not buy any big-ticket items, and just watch your communication skills with people. Sometimes if they're just being a little contrite, it's not really them. It could be just the energy that they're around. Okay, well, you know, last Sunday, Nina and I weren't on because it was Mother's Day, and I hope everybody, whether you have a child or not, if you've shown a child love, you've experienced being a mother. So belated happy Mother's Day to everyone. I had a good time, and I'm sure that Nina did too. So normally I would have read the May horoscopes, but so I'm going to do it today. And after I do the horoscopes, then I will begin taking calls. So let's begin. So May horoscope 2015, full moon and eclipse. Welcome everyone to May horoscopes. This month starts May 3rd with the full moon in Scorpio, and then Thursday was an eclipse. Now the new moon will be May 17th. This month we will be discussing best course of action. Be thankful for all that you do have or that which you have been given, and steer clear of negative thoughts or influences. Allowing for weakness can be disastrous in that it will undermine all the work that you've done. Okay, so that's the theme of this month, and we shall begin. Aries, watch out now as things try to undermine your peace of mind. You were right all along. Certain things had to transpire for you to believe and no doubt in your actions, and not doubt your actions, excuse me. Taurus, oops. Being stubborn will not help your case. Look at the whole picture, not just what you want to see, Taurus. It will cost you in the long run. Change your attitude this month, and so your circumstances will change also. Gemini, guard your health this month, Gemini. Just because it's sunny outside doesn't mean for you to get all willy-nilly in the sun. This month will bring new openings if you are in business. Like, kudos, Gemini. Well done. Cancer, it's almost summer. Let your emotions bloom like the flowers. You are such a nurturing person. How about that garden or flower bed? Outside working in the earth will make you feel so good. Leo, watch out for this eclipse. Your emotions have been wavering back and forth. Make up your mind, Leo, before it's too late. Some folks are tired of your foolishness. Grow the hell up and see what is before you. Virgo, time waits for no one, the one thing that is constant in our lives. This actually is a good time for you to relax and enjoy. Take a breather. If you have a vacation plan for May, go for it and enjoy. We all need to exhale sometimes. Libra, come see, come saw, been there and done that, you say. But you won't see this surprise coming, Libra. It's your aha moment. Are you sure now, Libra? Well, make that decision. You know it's for the best. Scorpio. Well, dear Scorpio, the first moon of this full moon, it is in your sign. Whoa, Nelly. Hang on to your shorts. It will be extremely bad or extremely good. You will know what path to take, Scorpio. Just remember, you come first. Self-preservation is number one. Sagittarius, fire, fire, fire. Where is the damn fire truck? Yes, my dear, the eclipse will send you into full action mode. Why are things happening so fast to me, you say? The eclipse sits you flying through space at a record speed. You are a fire sign burning up the runways and everything else. Please take advantage of this because this is your time, Sagittarius, to shine. Y'all see that fire in the sky? It's okay. It's just Sagittarius. Capricorn, you are one stubborn cookie sometimes. But when you hit a home run and all the bases are loaded, watch out, somebody. Who let the goat out? You will be butting heads with your decisions in life. Release and let go, I say, and let your future unfold on a good note. your peace of mind. Do you hear me now? Aquarius, everybody needs a drink of water. The problem is pissing it out. Stop struggling with yourself. This is your month to shine, Mr. or Ms. Aquarius. Debts are paid, and now you're calling on life's good times, and so you should. Just don't forget about family. Pisces, talk about seeing the bullshit a mile away. That is you, my dear. Let me just say thank you, Pisces. This is a month you succeed at whatever you choose. Will be a little rocky at first, and then mid-month on, you will be shouting, glory, glory, hallelujah, about damn time, okay? And that is your May horoscope readings from me. How about that? Okay, I know I always do a prayer, so I'm going to just say something real quick. To God, angels, and miracles, I want to thank all the people that are waiting on the phone that have called in. I want to thank the people that are in the chat room with Miss Nina. I also want to thank Miss Nina for being here with me every Sunday. She is the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. And I want to thank the people that are just listening to the show. Thank you for tuning in, listening. We enjoy and we welcome you to the show. And I thank God for all of you. All the women, you know your queens, and all the men, you know your kings. So I thank you for calling into Psychic Reading Show. And God, I ask you and angels and miracles and all these people's lives this week, give them a miracle of hope and love and success. This is my prayer. So shall it be. It is done. All right. Well, let's begin with the first caller. And it's area code 786. You're the first call on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Lena? How are you, Mia?
I'm doing fine. And who's this?
This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are things going, girl?
Things are going good, I actually believe. I think I'm getting a new job. I've been praying on it. I think things are just, I'm just waiting to hear back, so I'm happy about that.
Good.
And I have a question about relationships. I'm not currently in one, and I was interested in a guy, but I just don't think that's going to work, so I'm not even going to fight that one. I just want to know what you ladies see as far as relationship. If there's going to be some good candidates coming in.
I love the way you said that, candidates. Candidates, that's right. I say applicants. That's good. Okay, let's see, Samantha. Okay, let's see what's coming up for you. Oh, I'm seeing green. Why am I seeing the color green? When I see green, that represents money. Maybe the guy you're going to meet is well off.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. I'm seeing a guy. Yes.
Green also is the color of the heart chakra. So, yeah. Might have something to do with that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I'm learning. I saw the. Okay. Heart chakra. So maybe Samantha needs to open her heart more. I think she's clear about what she wants. Go ahead, Nina.
Well, that's why I'm pretty sure the color green came up for both of us, not just you. Yeah, Samantha, you need to open up your heart more.
Okay. Clear it. I am. Yes.
Clear of all the hurt that you've had in the past. Clear it of that, because that's still there.
Okay.
And that's preventing you. Samantha, write a little note and tell yourself, I give myself permission to heal from blah, blah relationship. And that whatever that it was, it's no longer in your life now. You're done. You're over with it. But give yourself permission to heal from that. And then open your heart up to receive the love that's coming towards you. Because there is a man out there, but I see him like transparent, You know what I mean? I'm not seeing, he's light, but I'm not seeing his face good enough, and I see he's in a suit. But, yeah, but just give yourself permission to heal, and then open your heart up. You know, of course, be cautious. You know, opening your heart and your mind is two different things, because you can open up your mind, what your eyes may see, but your heart will tell you, is that for you or not, right?
Yeah.
So someone is coming. I see August. That's the month I'm seeing. In August, you'll find a man as far as a long-term relationship. Anything now, between now and maybe the middle of August, just temporary. Just enjoy it for what it is. You know, if a guy wants to take you to dinner, fine. Or if you want to go to the theater or, you know, or the park, whatever that you enjoy doing, that's fine. But don't look at that as permanent. The permanent guy is coming in August. And I think by then your heart will be ready to accept new love. You know, you want to love spiritually, physically, and mentally, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't just want the sex. I mean, we can give sex anywhere. You know, either they're swinging or they're tickle-tickle. But, you know, first you got to be able to communicate and get understanding. So that's what I'm saying. You want to be loved spiritually, mentally, and physically. So just give yourself permission to heal. And, girlfriend, open that heart up and enjoy the next couple of months. Just enjoy yourself, you know. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh,
and
you're welcome, Samantha. And have a wonderful summer.
On that. Thank you
so much,
ladies.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Huh? Go ahead, Nina.
Goodbye, Samantha. Have a great week.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is area code 814. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good.
What are you scared about?
I just have, my question is, I've been looking for quite some time now, but it hasn't worked out for me to switch jobs. And
oh, you want to switch jobs?
Yeah,
what field are you interested in? And let me concentrate on that and see what's coming up for you.
Well, I work for state government, and I've been trying to go and move up to the management level, but it hasn't worked out for me.
Do you need more schooling?
No, it's just it always seems like somebody politically knows somebody else.
Nepotism. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Another division and another department. Amy. You don't have to stay where you're at. There's different levels, and you know that you can go to an even different department. Why do you just want to maintain in there?
Oh, no. I've tried to go to other departments. And
within the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a GS rated? Are you a GSA rated?
It's sort of like that, yeah. It's state government.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like differently, yeah.
Okay, so you've tried other, you've put applications in other departments, and nothing's come about.
No, and when I have interviewed, like I said, somebody, I've put it out there to the universe. I think the interviews went well, and then I find out,
You know, the first thing I said to you is, what were you scared about? What are you holding back that you're not letting your spirit just go out like, I got this job? Don't doubt. I feel like you doubt yourself when you're applying for places. Don't doubt. It's like they'd be glad to get you. You know, that's why I picked up. I said, what are you scared about?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you believe in yourself that you're good at what you do? You must do. You apply for management positions, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I want you to be confident. Your confidence will exude out when you go for interviews. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're like, to me, I'm picking up that you're like a wallflower. You do your job good, but you stand back. You know, you're not up in the forefront where people can see you and know about you. I'm not saying putting your personal business on the job or anything, but like, you know, hey, I'm good at this. Do you need help on this particular project, you know, I can help you. I'm good at crunching numbers or, you know, reaching people for different things. This is what I'm talking about, your confidence. It needs to come out and be shown. Because it's like, I see you just going in, you're doing an interview, and they're like, okay. And you answer the questions like, okay, no, let them know. I really want this job, and I just want to say I'm not being conceited. I'm being confident that I know I can do a good job. You have to let them know that they believe you, too. I understand about the nepotism, and some people put their friends or whoever in the job, but you can beat that. You can beat that. I've seen that change because I have done management and supervisory. You're good at your job and you're showing that confidence, then doggone it, I might be interested in hiring you.
Okay.
Okay, but I still see you in government, but I see you in a different division, not in the division you're in. That's why I'm asking, do you have to stay in that division?
No,
but you said you
I
applied
don't.
At other. I'm hearing something like echoing through my ear. I don't know what that means. Because I'm asking about your job, but I'm getting, I almost wanted to say radio, but it's not communications. Are you good in something like communications, reporting?
That isn't my field, but maybe there's more doing something more with meetings or training or, you know,
are you an admin specialist? Amy, are you an admin specialist?
No, I'm actually. I'm in administration, but I'm in accounting.
Okay. Well, there's a. Okay. So, what do you have a CPA? Amy.
What was that?
Hello.
No, I'm here.
Okay, do you have a CPA because you're in accounting?
No, I don't.
Okay, would that help you if
no.
you attain that? Okay.
No, it would not in government. It wouldn't.
Huh, okay.
Amy, I'm just going to say something just for a quick minute. I think right now you have to go forward with more of a positive attitude. I'm hearing it in your voice. There's a lot of negativity there.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get rid of that. There's got to be something you're happy about. Bring that happiness with you to work. Maybe that's what's holding things back right now. Sometimes being down on yourself shows in a lot of ways to the people around you. So try and find whatever you can that makes you happy and bring that happiness with you always. Hold it dear in your heart and bring it to work and let other people see it. Maybe that's what's holding you back.
Okay. Okay. I'll do that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so try and get rid of that. I know it's easier said than done. There's a lot of things that bring us down, and it's hard. But I think if you can find something positive in your life and focus on that positive and expand upon it, you'll find your whole new will open up for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy, for calling, and you have a wonderful week. Okay?
Okay. You too.
All right. Okay, honey. All right. Next caller, area code 215. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, doing
wonderful.
Great.
Good. I am wondering about my love life.
What love life?
I'm getting a feeling downstairs, so what are you talking about as a love life? Sex? Is that what you're missing, the sexual aspect of intimacy?
Well,
or?
A romance. The whole thing.
Whole 9 yards. Oh yeah, romance is beautiful. My God. Okay. Well, the first thing that came up, I don't know about Nina, that I felt was horniness, that you need to be sexually satisfied. So let me think, Jackie. Let me see what's on the horizon. on the horizon for you? Go ahead, Nina. You just tickle laughing. What do you see?
Jackie, there's somebody that's really not very far away. From the amount of laughing I'm getting, he really does make you laugh.
Is this someone new?
No.
She knows him.
Yeah. You haven't dated him before, but you do know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of like you saw him in a gathering where a bunch of people, so you have met him, like Nina said, but conversation or getting to know each other, no. So, but he is coming.
Yeah, he's got one great sense of humor.
That's a requirement.
It sure is. You need that nowadays. You need to be able to laugh.
I see either at a church function or an outdoor function, Jackie, like,
I saw a picnic.
Wow. That's it. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. It's a picnic that she meets this guy at. Yeah. I could see these people, but they were really enjoying. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like a church service per se, but maybe a church picnic where gobs of people are invited, you know, and come on. But, yep, that's it. It's at a picnic where you meet him. And shortly, that's not going to be too long. I'd say within the next 30 days or less. That's what I'm picking up. 30 days or less, you meet him. Yeah, but there, it's a picnic, so now we got that covered. You will meet this gentleman at a picnic, and he's tall. She's right. He will make you laugh. I see him with a little bit of girth, not much. You know, he's a little thick, but he's not fat by no means. He's a heavy, built-up man, though. So
he's a what?
He's built.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he may be a little thick, but he's built. He's not, like, fat and just pudgy. No.
Right.
In other words, he would be a protector. He's got that kind of body. You know, some men are slender or whatever, but if they're kind of thick or built, then you feel like you're protected around them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So look for that in about 30 days, and remember, he's going to make you laugh, so whoever that you meet, and you just get tickled like Nina was, then you know that's your guy.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, you too.
You're welcome.
Okay. Next call, area code 929. You're on the line with Lena Tanina. Who's this?
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. Who is this?
My name is Maribel. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, Maribel. Okay. Go ahead, Maribel.
Okay. I just wanted to know in regards, because I received a scholarship, but I need to complete community service hours, and I've been denied from a current institution. And I was wondering, because I also signed up for a hospital-based institution. So I was wondering if I was able to find an opportunity that will help me get those hours so I can retain my scholarship. Because right now, like, I was denied of one, though they don't tell me why exactly.
Okay, you just want to complete your community hours?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be a certain business for you to do that?
Yeah, it has to be nonprofit.
Okay. God, I see numbers all around you, so there must be quite a few. I'm seeing numbers. Yeah, there's a couple of places that you could finish that up this week. I'm seeing something like kinder care, daycare, child development, that you could do some community hours. I also see like, which would be nonprofit, but I also see like, a business, almost like a computer business, not Microsoft or IBM, but they do something with computers. You know, they do some kind of programming. You know, like maybe this one is a platform for Google or something like that, and Google uses Linux for a platform. I see you doing hours there, but also a possibility that you could get hired at this internet company. It's like your volunteer time, you find out there's an opening and you apply. Mm. So, I mean, I know you say in your scholarship that you'd be able to do that, but I see you also able to get a job. If you're looking for full or part-time, they would hire you. So there's two places, something like child development, and the second one I saw is like IT, something in IT that you could finish up your hours. And at that one, just put it on. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you know where I could possibly find the IT? Like any leads I can follow?
Newspaper.
Okay. So just
local job boards, unemployment insurance offices, any place like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Even on the internet, you should be able to pull up in your area what jobs are listed in your area, like whatever city. You said you're in New York, so whatever borough, see what jobs are available. You know, that you can just call them, because I see you doing the work this week. They're gonna tell you you can come in, and you can finish up your hours this week. Monday. Well, you call them on Monday and probably go Tuesday through Friday. Possibly Saturday, I see, too. Saturday you would finish up your hours. So do look. It's there. It's waiting for you. The universe is going to provide it for you quickly.
Okay.
All right, Mirabelle. Wish you the very best, but I know you do well. And good luck with your scholarship and schooling. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Move on a little bit faster here. You're listening to free psychic readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And the chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there to answer questions as well. Miss Nina is also a Reiki master, and she comes on with me and also helps with the interpretation for some of these people. So anyway, okay, we're back. Area code 561. You're on the line with Lennox and Nina. Go ahead.
Hey, ladies. Can you hear me?
Barely. You're like your muffle. Are you covering the phone?
No.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Yeah, I think it's the reception from here, so I'll try to talk it now. I just want to know, you know how, like, there's a step.
Oh, honey, you're breaking up real bad. Can you get to a landline?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you were breaking up real bad for a minute. What's your name?
Sorry, Maria.
Maria? Okay, go ahead, Maria.
There's this guy that, that I don't see, like, I had run into, I guess, about a couple of weeks ago. And in passing, he kind of looked at me like he liked me. I'm not sure. And, I was wondering if I'll ever go out with him or if he likes, you know, if he's interested or whatever. His name is Jerry.
His name is Darius?
No, Jerry.
Jerry. Oh, okay. I got a big fat no.
You got a no?
Hold on, Miss Nina, what did you get? I got a big fat no on Miss Jerry.
Yeah, I'm not picking up anything great.
Mm-mm. That's not for you. That's not for you, Maria.
Yeah, because he
don't care
like
how.
He looked over at me like he was smiling, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I was just kind of flattered because, you know, I ran into him before, and it's he didn't do that. So it's just somebody I just know of, not know that well. So I was wondering if he was attracted to me or what's up, or if he was single. You know, I think he's single.
Okay, Maria, you know I shoot from the hip, right? Have you ever called in before?
No.
Okay, well, I'm a psychic that shoots from the hip, and I'm very honest and truthful. So I'm being honest with you now and tell you Jerry is a no, and if you did get with him, it's all about sex. He supplies a service, and you supply a service, and that's it. He's got a lot of drama that you don't know about and issues. So it wouldn't be like a relationship where he'd really want to get to know you spiritually, mentally, and physically. It'd be just physical to enjoy you sexually and move on.
Yeah, because he's single. I think he hasn't been married, you know, and I'm like, you know, I just know of him, but, you know, I just know who he is and the way he looked at me the time in passing. I'm thinking, this guy must be, or is he going to approach me or something, you know?
Okay, but did you listen to what I just told you?
Yeah. Do you see,
okay.
But do you see anybody else, like, coming in around, like, because July 4th is coming up, you know, and I always don't like being along New Year's, so.
Maria, I'm not picking up anything on you. I'm getting a slate black board. When that happens, I don't see anything. I just see total blackness. So, I don't know. I'm being honest with you. I'm not picking up anything on you. Nina, were you picking up anything on Maria?
Well, I thought maybe my abilities flew out the door because all I saw was black. So if you saw it too, I guess I'm still in the game. But
I couldn't pick up anything on you, Maria. But Jerry is a no-no. Unless you just want to clean your pipes, you know, do a little plumbing. Other than that, don't look to him for a long-term relationship, okay? You're better than that, Maria. The right person will come along that will show you that you are a queen. But Jerry, there's drama there and issues. So
you said you saw, that's scary. I mean, but do you see, if, well, now I'm running to Jerry again?
Why do you want to say, oh, well, yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Hope you enjoy it. Yeah, you will.
No, do you see, like, when? No, because,
No. No, there's nothing coming up when.
No, me either. Okay, Maria, I got to move on. I got a lot of people waiting, so Jerry's a no-no, but you're interested enough. Go ahead, because, you know, everybody has a right to choice in your prerogative, so go ahead and date him if you feel like this is for you. But what me and Nina are picking up is no. So
yes. That's
up to you. But just remember, there's drama there and issues.
Yeah, because you said July 4th, black, and you want to see red, white, and blue. That's what I'm hearing.
No, Maria,
no,
I'm sorry.
Black on you. We couldn't read you. All I could see is a black board.
Ooh.
I can't read you. So there's a block there. I don't know what's going on in your life, but there's a block there that we couldn't read you. So, okay. All right, Maria. Well, thank you for calling, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. All right. Next call, area code 917. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kristen.
Kristen?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty.
Thank you. I have a lot of negative things going on in my life, even though I'm trying to remain optimistic. I'm disabled, have a lot of health problems, thus I have a lot of medical debt. I don't really have any friends, and my life is a mess physically and, metaphorically. And I'm just wondering, what positive thing can I look forward to in the immediate future to hold on to?
Okay, two things. First off, you need to see a counselor. I don't know if you have one, Kristen. You do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
To let her know how you're feeling. Second thing, I saw an Asian man that will help you. Now, relationship-wise, I don't know, but I see this Asian guy. He does help you through some things.
In what way?
I want to tell you sometimes things that are negative are really positive. If we look at the other side of the fence, that when we go through things in life, it's to help us to understand or to grow from. It's not always bad. It seems bad at the time when we're going through it. I understand you say you have health issues, and you seem real negative, and I know that's not you, Kristen. You're a queen. So that's I'm glad that you're seeing a counselor. That makes me happy. But this Asian guy that's coming along is somebody through that field that will really take time with you and work with you and help you. And, in fact, I see a smile on your face, like a Cheshire smile when he starts working with you. This guy is coming up in the next 2 weeks. So
like
he might be
a doctor or something, you mean?
No, he's not a doctor. He's kind of like he's between like home care and a therapist. And, I mean, he's, I don't want to say he's a chore worker or home care. He does a little bit of everything, but he goes out to help people. I mean, your counselor would call on him to come out to help you and be with you to get through some things.
But
this is what he
like
would
a
do.
Friend
That's
or
why
a
I
relationship
a love relationship.
Area.
I'm sorry?
But nothing in like a friendship area or anything like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be friends with you, sure, because he's going to help you. Yeah, I see him. He's a good guy. I just don't
I
see a love connection there.
I thought you mean in a professional capacity he was going to help me.
Well, he is professional in a way. He is. But it'll feel more like a friend because he will be patient and take time with you, more like a friend. But also, this is part of what he does in his life. Where he does a hands-on coming out to help people. And he does develop a friendship because he wants to feel good that he's helping you and that you are helping yourself, you know, too, to get better.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
I look forward to that, but I'm glad you're in counseling. But look, give yourself permission to feel better. Tell yourself, you know what, I don't have to be down in the dumps. I don't have to feel negative or dark. I can feel light and sunshine and rainbow. I'm a queen. I may be going through something right now, but you know what? I'm still better than that. Even better than that, than your own self. Okay?
Okay.
You're a good person, Kristen. I'm going to be praying for you. So I want you to just keep going forward. Keep that light in front of you. And know that you're loved, okay?
Okay.
Know that you're loved. That's very important. If no one's told you they love you today, I love you. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. You're
Bye.
Welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Next caller is area code 765. You're on the line. Who's this?
Hello. This is Margie.
Hi, Margie. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Terrific.
Good.
Terrific. What can we answer for you today?
Well, I have, I work 6 hours a day. Usually I'm off by 12:30 in the afternoon. Thinking of doing something else in the afternoon because I spend a lot of time. Once I get home, it's like, okay, I just don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. And it's getting very, whatever the word is. I'm tired of doing it. So I was thinking of doing something else, whether it's volunteer work, whether it's a second job, and I just wondered if maybe you had an idea of something that might be good for me.
Yes, Margie, you are going to be moving because I see you moving boxes right now. So that
really?
Means you are moving from the position that you're at now to something else, yeah. Or even your house. Were you thinking about moving from where you're at?
Eventually, yes.
Okay, because I see you carrying boxes down steps. That's what I see right now. So
it's been on my mind.
Moving,
And I said it's been on my mind.
Okay. Well, evidently in the future you will be moving. Now, job wise, I just had to tell you that because that's the first thing that they showed me.
Okay.
Job-wise, I see a variety for you. You've got a really good spirit about you. There's many ways you can go. And you can get paid. You know what I'm seeing? Go ahead, Nina.
Go ahead.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. What I was going to say is I saw, oh, man, it just left. Come back, angels. Would you just show me on Margie? I see you. You were working. There it is. Okay, it just came back. Thank you, angels. Like a nursing home, but not necessarily a nursing home, like a restorative care place,
uh-huh.
Almost like a transition where people get out the hospital, but they can't be at home by themselves, so they come in. They may stay 2 or 3 weeks, and then they can go home, you know, but they
uh-huh.
need this restorative care. That's what I see you in, that, and they do have places like that. I know they do where you live. It's nursing home is the next step after this. First is restorative care, because they have elderly there, too, you know, where they can function.
Yep.
They're mobile. They can go and come.
Right.
I see you doing that, but I also see you getting paid, Margie. Even though you go in there to do a few hours, they actually pay you. You're good at what you do. I see, like, a facilities coordinator.
Really?
A facilities, wait, they're showing me, facilities coordinator. Or a facilities social coordinator. There you are. I can see you now. You're the social coordinator for this facility. Write that down. Because you're going in there to volunteer, but also they have a position open. So you
uh-huh.
can tell them your skills and your background. But, yeah, besides volunteering, you can actually get paid there. And it's a big place. I say it's probably about 200 rooms,
uh-huh.
200 beds. Yeah.
Nearby where I live?
They're showing me 5 miles, Margie.
Okay.
Within
yeah,
5 miles of your house.
Okay.
So that's a good radius. Yeah.
Yes.
But just remember this building is big. And it's an afternoon position. Or a
oh, okay.
swing shift. I'm seeing you can either work afternoon or you can work 3 to 11 if you desire. But if you do the social thing, like I said, the job, but the social facility social coordinator,
mm-hmm.
That's you. Yep. I
okay.
mean, it's going to be, you're talking about where you get bored, honey, they'll keep you busy. They'll be people talking about, oh, are you leaving? Could you come back? You'd be like, okay, I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I got to go home. Yes, you are in demand. Everybody wants Margie. Everybody wants you. That's what I'm saying.
Huh.
I can see a variety. But that came up right away of the restorative care place or the up from the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever there is, maybe 2 or 3 of them are near you, apply. And you
okay.
will, you they'll just accept you with open arms. I'm telling you, it's just like a child coming home to their mother like, we are so glad to see you. You know, your services are needed. Yeah. So that's good. Hey, hallelujah.
That is good. I never even thought about doing that. I said I never even thought of doing something like that because I don't really see myself as being like a social person, not really.
Oh, you'd be surprised what hasn't come out of you. We always try. You know, we as humans, we go to school, we go to college and all this, but we put blinders on and pigeonhole ourselves to certain things, right? Like for
yes,
me with business administration, but I retired as a senior aviation controller. I didn't think about airplanes when I was going to school. I was like, ooh, I have my own business, accounting, all that. But I ended
mm-hmm.
up in the airline industry and ended up working as a senior controller. So, see? So, don't, you know, that's what I'm saying. Don't say what you don't know because it's in you. Margie, it's in you. You got a girlfriend. Go for it.
Okay.
Go for it. You'll surprise yourself like, oh, aha moment. You're going to do great.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, young lady. Okay, area code 760. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Gigi. How are you?
Fine. This is who? Gigi?
Gigi. Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that. I grew up with a girl that lived on the other side of the block from my parents, and her name was Gigi.
Perfect.
I loved it. Okay, Miss Gigi, what's going on with you? That just makes me happy when I hear that name. Just kind of want to smile and laugh.
Oh, well, I'm glad. So I actually want to know about my work situation as well. I kind of have a similar situation to the last caller, except I'm a part-time nanny, and I actually work in the afternoon from 2 to 6.
Okay.
And I really would like to supplement my income. And as it turns out, I was offered a position. I'm wondering about it, though, and wondering where the right one for me is, or maybe this is it.
Well, you got offered. Okay. Let me think about your offer, the position you got offered for. How come I'm seeing a sliding scale? It's going right in front of me, a sliding scale, huh?
It's actually an hourly, which is minimal, but there's also commission involved.
Okay, so the sliding scale is telling me how they pay. No. You're good in child development. Why are you, you know what, I don't know, you probably never thought about this. I'm going to tell you, like, the last caller, I see you at the hospital working in the children's ward.
Oh, gosh, no, hospital's not for me.
Okay, I just see that as a children's ward, because I even see you, like, with a clown suit on and a red nose, and they're just all laughing, they're all so tickled. They're like, Gigi's here, Gigi's here.
No, I think
so,
my
kids. Just to let you know, I see
work.
You doing that and doing it quite well, matter of fact. Okay, what about like daycares or, after school. I just saw you in a community center, child development, after school, where you help kids with their homework. Or you're reading that they understand certain things as they read and acknowledge that. I see you there. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there in a chair, and here's all these kids around you. And then I also see you in another room where there's kids sitting at a desk, and you're just going one by one. It's kind of nice because you're giving them individual help, but they're, like, doing their homework or whatever. It's like they come in after school for 2 hours, and then they go home type of thing. So
well,
I see you both like you could – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, that sounds lovely, but school is finishing, so, around here anyway, and that's not necessarily available, I don't think.
Don't forget, there's some... Go ahead, Nina.
When school ends, that means that the children become a full-time instead of just a couple hours after school. So don't disconnect from this. I see you also working with kids. That's where I see you.
Yeah. I work with them now. Like I said, I have a part-time job doing that.
Well, I see it becoming full-time.
Me too.
Okay.
That's what I see too, that she's got 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, a job with benefits. Yeah.
And you're good with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You are. So think about
you're,
that.
You're not getting a good vibe then from this particular
position. No, because I saw a sliding scale, and when you need your money, it may be $50 this week. Next week it might be $200. The third week it
uh-huh.
might be just $75. So it's not consistent pay for you. Like
right.
you say, I know I'm going to get X amount of money every 2 weeks, you know, to do my mortgage or groceries,
right.
travel, whatever. This job is not going to give you that
the stability.
Stability,
yeah.
There you go. It's not going to give you the stability. So So that's why Nina and I both see you, you know, like I said, like a community center, daycare center. You said you don't want to do the hospital. But those places, they will get you, Gigi. They will hire you right away. Yes.
Okay.
But I'm telling
okay,
you, even though you don't want to be okay. Even though you don't want to be do the hospital, there are children's hospitals. I don't know if there's one in your area, but I see you making these kids laugh. I'm telling you, I see you in a clown outfit with the crazy hair and the red nose and the big floppy shoes, and these kids are so glad to see you. It's like, Gigi's here, Gigi's here, and they're just laughing. They don't even realize they're hurting anymore because you put a smile. It's something about your spirit that puts a smile on these kids' face and take away the hurt or the pain that they're feeling. So just a thought. I see, like Nina said, you're good. I just see you doing this really good. Yeah, maybe you might think of doing that just as a volunteer thing. Maybe, you know, once a week on Sundays or even Saturday that the kids look forward to seeing you. And here comes Gigi and, you know, for an hour, put a smile on their face. You'll be blessed. Trust me.
Aww. Oh, yeah, hospitals really, really give me the heebie-jeebies, I have to tell you. I haven't seen a doctor. I practice holistic care. I mean, it's just, the whole idea just makes me go push away.
Okay.
But I love the idea of bringing, you know, joy to kids' hearts. I mean, if I can find another avenue.
Well, yeah, well, that's something that, like I said, if it's not the hospital, then, you know, if there's a children's hospital or something where there's pediatric care, you know.
Said,
the community. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I know you keep saying children's hospitals, but it's the same thing for me. It's, you know, they undergo, you know, all kinds of surgeries, and I don't know, I just don't have a lot of I don't want to say it's very controversial for me to say this, but I don't have a lot of faith in conventional medicine, and it makes my heart break to know that, you know, kids are going down that road.
Oh, okay. Oh, no,
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, honey, I don't even believe in the shot. So, yeah, I'm on your page.
Right, I don't even take aspirin.
Yeah, I'm on your page, so I understand, but, yeah. Well, try your holistic. Listen, just check around. I'll tell you this. Look in the internet and look up in your area children's development or stuff like that along that line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You might even find something holistic. Check with your friends as well, too. I see that there's some suggestions from your friends in that field to work with children as well.
Good. Good, that I can definitely resonate with.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, Gigi, thank you for calling. Love your name. Have a wonderful week, and congratulations, because you will be working shortly.
Oh, I love you, too. Have a wonderful weekend, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. I guess I should do an announcement. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator, and she's also a psychic, Reiki master, and a teacher. So either way, you got both of us. I mean, hey, what can you say? Two headlights coming at you at the same time, full of sunshine and rainbows, huh? All right. Now we'll go to the next call. Okay, area code 917. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tina. I was listening, but I just wanted to see what you guys have for me.
Oh, who's is this? Sabina?
Yes.
This is my goddaughter, everybody.
I was all like, hey, like, girl, go put the chicken on the stove.
Oh God. Okay, let's see. Nina, you're more objective than I am. What do you see for her? I'm too close.
The question is coming across pretty muffled. So what's your question again, honey?
Oh, just went over here for me.
Okay,
she's
got a... Can you be more specific? Like what? Love life, job, what?
Yeah, love life and job.
Love life and job.
One question.
Love life.
Love life. Wow. You have a godmother like Lennis and you're asking that.
Yes, and she needs an objective response, so help her, Nina.
Yeah, not for a while. I don't see anything happening right now.
Okay.
Before the end of summer, for sure. In fact, I'm seeing probably mid-July.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I hate to use this, riff-raff hanging around you right now. Let go of them, kick them to the curb so the guy that you're supposed to be can come in.
Hello.
Okay. Mid-July.
But you need to, and I mean need to, get rid of the ones that are hanging on right now. Because he can't come if they're around.
Oh, wow.
That's true. That's true. You have to be done with one relationship for the other one to start. Yeah.
Okay, so does that make sense?
Yeah, so what did you say the one that's coming in mid-July?
What about him?
Yes.
Well, I'm seeing that he's a guy that Lennis is going to approve of.
Yes.
That's about all I'm going to tell you. The rest will be.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes, what I'm picking up right now, he's going to be a white guy or close to white, maybe mixed, half black, half white. Or Filipino? Interesting. But he'll be
nice
mixed.
Nice guy.
Looking for sure. Yeah, nice guy too.
And
yeah,
tonight,
he is.
Nice person inside and out. So hang on to your hat, girlfriend. I think you may have found a keeper.
Yes, thank you.
Sookie, sookie.
Thank you for calling, my dear. I love you dearly.
You're welcome. Love you dearly. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey. Okay, area code 772. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Hi,
hey,
Jasmine.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hello, we're here. Fine, and you?
Sorry?
No, I said fine, and you? What can me and Miss Nina answer for you?
I'd like to know if I'm going to find the love of my life.
Oh.
Oh, Lennis,
mentally, physically, and spiritually.
I'm picking up you already found him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What is it about your left hand, your forefinger? It's hurting right now,
huh?
Like somebody pricked it. I said your left hand, your forefinger... It feels like somebody pricked it. Is it hurting?
No.
Okay, I feel your forefinger of your left hand. My finger right now is paining really bad.
No.
That's weird. I've never experienced that before. I don't know what that means. Left hand, forefinger. Okay. Well, Nina says she feels like you've already met him or you're with him.
Not with him. She's met him. He's around.
He's around? I mean, I just got divorced. Do you think it can't be my ex-husband?
Nope. But it is somebody you know.
Who do you know that's checkerboard, either the business or the clothes they wear? That's what I'm getting right now. This guy, something has to do with checkerboard. Jasmine, do you know anybody with like a checkerboard car or checkerboard maybe in their clothes? You know, like wear stripes, pinstripes or something? Or blue colors?
A little
huh?
girl. Little girl hopscotch.
Wow. This person's got to be hiding. This person's got to be hiding.
No, he's not hiding. You met him through your ex-husband. He's not hiding. He's just waiting in the background before he comes forward. He wants to make sure that your divorce and everything is done, and then he's going to step up to the plate. And you're going to be surprised.
How old is he? Is he in his 50s or is he in 30s? Or, well, not 30s, but is he around my age?
48 to 52 is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
48 to 52.
Wow. And are we going to get married?
That is a possibility. That is a possibility. But I see that, like Nina, he's definitely going to come forward. You do know him. You just don't know him well. So he's definitely going to come forward. Yep.
Well, thank you very much. You've made my day.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just keep your clarity going, Jasmine. You're most welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I want to say this again to everybody. Remember, Mercury retrograde begins May 19th to June 11th. So for those 3 weeks, I want you to be real careful. There's changes coming about. They could be for the good. Even if it's for the bad, it's something for you to learn. Or for the good, it's justification and verification of what you're already doing. So just remember that May 19th and 6-11, and today is the new moon. So write down the things that you'd like to happen for the next, the next time this month or the next few weeks, which you'd like to see occur. Okay, next caller is area code 917. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Hello? 917. I guess they just wanted to listen. That's okay, too. Back up. Area code 951. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? And Nina.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling back. Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Pretty good.
Always great to hear you.
Oh, thank you.
I should be calling you for a reading, Nathaniel.
Well, I'm just kind of looking for work. I haven't really found it. I have to kind of be an entrepreneur and just try to find somebody that can do wants some of the things I could probably offer.
Yeah.
Have you been advertising like we asked you to last time?
Somewhat, but probably not enough.
Yeah, obviously not enough.
Yeah.
You got to do it, buddy. You know, all you have to do is put yourself out there, and you will get the work.
Yeah, he will, because he's good.
Yes, he is.
Have
you
advertised on? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Nina. Go ahead.
I can tell he's good, but you've got to put yourself out there. You've got to make it known that you're there. You can do these things. Advertise on Facebook, on Etsy, wherever.
No, she was saying try on Facebook, but Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Make it your brand. Like if it's Nathaniel's Metaphysical Store, if you want to do it, however, but to bring the people in, you want a good byline up there that's your brand. And you know what? Did you have a radio show too? Are you on Blog Talk Radio too, or you used to be?
Yeah, I used to do a show.
Well, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
We have openings. This is the manager speaking.
Yeah, we could definitely use you. We could give you a show on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Are you interested, Nathaniel? And that'll give you a chance too to advertise your brand and get out there, because you do a lot of stuff, and I know numerology is one of your best ones. So
Yeah.
Are you interested in that?
Now, what are you offering?
Would you like to do a show? You're on
a
radio show, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's just a show for charity kind of deal?
Well, no. Your show
on my network.
On Lattice's network. You just do whatever you want to do on that for that hour and a half, whatever you
mm-hmm.
choose.
I only have an iPad, so my computer isn't working, so I could call up on my phone is all I probably could do. I just have a first-generation iPad I'm looking at the shows with, so I don't get into any rooms or anything like that right now.
Well, all you have to do is download Puffin, P-U-F-F-I-N,
I'm not sure what I could download on my first generation iPad because my computer isn't working.
Well, you don't really have to download much. You just need to be in the studio, and depending on what nights you decided to do your show, I could actually run the board for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She
get
could.
A hold of Lena. Get a hold
so
of
it's
Lena.
A free- It's a free
yeah, I got
show
your phone
by
number.
Eight. Well, I won't see any gratuities from the show. So, is that what you're
no.
saying? It's a free charity show.
What you mean. Yes, you don't get paid or anything.
Yeah.
You're just doing it free.
Yeah.
I mean that's
yeah.
me because I own the network, so I pay. But you can have people call in, just like what we're doing
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do numerology, call in and see what I'm saying and set up your brand, because that way, if they want a numerology reading, you're just going to tap it a little bit. If they want a reading, then they'll call in and you say, hey, okay, it's $50 for 1 hour and I'll do your numerology, or $50 for 30 minutes, whatever. But
right.
it's getting your brand out there and the people are getting to know, oh, Nathaniel, he's on Tuesday night. Let me blah, blah, blah. Or set up a website that they can go to, you know, or... Give them your phone number, Nathaniel, whatever. But you and I and Nina can talk about this if you're really interested in doing this, because you can do it from his iPad, can he, Nina? I'm
yes,
pretty
he
sure.
Certainly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do it.
Okay. Yeah. So, Nathaniel, let's talk about this a little bit later. Maybe early Monday afternoon, you and I and Nina will get on the phone and talk. How's that sound? Are you game?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to do this. At least try it out once. If you like it, fine. If you don't, that's okay. It's no biggie. It's just, you know, giving yourself a chance to get your brand out there. How about that?
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
We're trying to give you a break, Nathaniel. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
You don't sound that fun.
You know, I've actually called in. A lot of people do it on the show. One guy wanted to have a security guard job for me. He says, I can help you. And then I found him on Facebook, and then he talked to me, and he never did anything. Another person offered me a job writing for their paper, but they never got in touch with me. So a lot of people think they want to say something on the radio to look kind of good. And, you know, it's, you know, I don't know. Radio's a different thing, you know. Blog Talk and everything. So I've been involved with Blog Talk for over 5 years, so I kind of know how the story goes.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's my top on it. But thanks anyway.
Nathaniel, let me just say this right quick before we hang up. You said you got offers. Did you follow up with these people?
I tried to. Someone said, you know, that they had a job writing an article in a newspaper. And he didn't say, you know, what he was paying. I didn't know if it was a freebie deal, a charity show, or a thing that I was just supposed to write just to try to get my name out there. You know, so, you know, I don't know. You know, so I was hoping that, you know, that would manifest. But for some reason, you know, not a lot is manifesting right now. So I'll just have to go back to the magic table and try to do, some more prayers.
Okay. We're going to talk on Monday and find out what's going
on,
okay? All right. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Area code 404, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you? This is T.
T?
Yes.
I don't know T. I have a cousin, T.
You know me. You just probably don't. You're not remembering my, I guess, me right now, but I guess when I start talking. I was just calling in. Are y'all doing readings today? I caught, like, the end of the show. Just got back in the house.
Okay. So what can I tell you, Miss T?
Okay. I'm more concerned about settling down, love interest, finding that one.
Is there a man's face tattooed on your body?
Okay. Is that not me? No.
Oh, okay. All right. you're funny. It better not be.
If it is, we got some problems.
I just saw a picture of a man, and it was on your right shoulder. No, not the shoulder, but right by your right shoulder on the front. So, okay. Well, anyway, going on. I see some man in the distance, and he's waving. Oh, Lord, he's waving his hand like, goodbye, goodbye. He's way in the distance. I don't know who he is, but he's waving. I'm asking angels, what's coming up for? You just got out of a situation? Whoa, wait a minute. Let's back up. Were you in a situation that made you unhappy? Wasn't a good thing.
It was off and on for a couple of years. I can't say it was a situation, but it wasn't. We were so off and on. We was more off than not on that I can't even consider it, you know.
Oh, okay. That's why the man's waving. So you're done. Okay. He's gone on. You're done. Good. That explains.
Yeah,
that.
We were supposed to see each other this weekend coming up, but knowing how he is, you know, when it's time for him to do what he says, going to do, you know, he tries to duck off and, you know, come back around with. Yeah.
No, that's not for you. That sounds too Mickey Mouse. Right now at this time, I don't see anyone. I just see you enjoying your life. So I'll say for the next now until June, I just see you right now. You might call back again. But all I'm seeing is that you're enjoying yourself. There's really no male per se there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I see you smiling, laughing, looking nice, dressed to the nines, and you're out enjoying and you're around a lot of people, so there's a variety there. But there's no one particular guy that's standing out.
Mm-hmm.
So for right now, I would just say enjoy your life. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy your life. Yeah. Check with me maybe in a couple of weeks or after Mercury retrograde, and let's see what's going on. But for right now, you're clear to do whatever you want to do, girl. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, I've been single for a minute, and just wanted that so bad, but I can definitely understand where that comes from, because I'm, like, really not talking to anyone like that right now. And the one person I was, like, he's in another state, so we knew that wasn't going to work. So,
well, can you just be clear, you know, always be clear about what it is that you want. If you have to make a list of five things, as Brenda always said, but make it clear that you want, because right now there's no man showing up. Not to say that it won't be now. We know there is a man eventually is going to come in your life for sure. But right now there's no one there. So I guess really this is your time to kind of get yourself together, do whatever you want to do and enjoy. And then when you're ready to settle down again, then we can feel that man coming into your future. Well, yeah, enjoy yourself. It's summertime, girl. Enjoy yourself. You never know. You might run up on something, you know, when you least expect it. That's when you might run up on a guy.
That's true. I just actually just started going to the gym and stuff. I'm trying to lose this weight. Hopefully you see that in the future.
One question only. Sorry. One question.
I know I better go. I got one more.
Got one more caller. You have a great week, T.
Thank you.
Definitely. We love you. All right, girlfriend. All right, and our last caller is area code 604. You're my last caller. Who is this?
Thank you so much. It's Charlene. Hi.
Hi, Charlene. Hi. Oh, pretty, pretty.
Thank you.
That, Charlene. Well, you know you're a queen, girl. Stop it. Okay, what can we what can we help you with?
Love.
Okay, Charlene and love. Oh, who is this tall guy? Man, he's got a cute butt on him, and he's good in bed. Oh, oh my Lord. Charlene, I don't know what's with him. He's a good sexual partner. I see basketball, baseball. Yeah, this guy's an athlete. Yeah, he is. Almost feel as though he's well known. I see two sports, baseball or basketball, but anyway, he's a good lover. So I guess it means he's swinging, girlfriend. and he's close by you. I don't know why. You don't see him? He's very close by you.
Is this a new person in my life? It's not the man that I've been seeing?
Is the man that you've been seeing an athlete?
He's in a sport, but it's not like an athletic sport. It's a motor sports kind of thing.
Well, it's still sport. I mean, he's got to be athletic, right? Yeah. So that's still,
he's
there's no difference.
Drinking his beer.
Yeah, but I mean, he's even doing that. That still takes physical agility. So, yeah, that's okay. Well, it's not him, though, because he's not in there. I saw baseball and basketball, so evidently this is a new guy. So you know he's tall. And if he's baseball, he's got to be at least 6'2". So, but like I said, I see him in sports, but he's like he's well-known. And he's not retired, so evidently this person is still playing now in professional sports. Wait a minute, the baseball player plays for the New York Yankees. Whoa. And if it's basketball, he's somewhere out of the Midwest. Okay, so if they're split, I'm almost seeing like a split. One guy plays baseball and the other one plays basketball. The basketball player is the one that's the good lover. Let's put it like that.
Okay.
The basketball one's a good lover. The baseball one, he will treat you like a queen and show you ways of a queen, like, you know, dote on you and, you know, fly you places to the games or whatever. Yeah. And their season is just starting to begin. I mean, not starting, just begin. Wow. Okay, yeah. It's one guy, but he can be other. He'll either be the baseball player or he'll be the basketball player. So I thought it was split, but it just tell me he could be one or the other. So, and that's coming up in July. So you got another month to go yet. That's in July that they'll come up. In the meantime, there's a guy, he's like a dodo bird. I mean, he's not. Oh, God, I don't want to talk about the guy. He kind of reminds you of the penguin from Batman. Okay. So that's why I want to say like a dodo bird, but yeah. He's hilarious, brilliant. He's smart as heck. He's brilliant. He likes you, but it's kind of like the Benny Hill effect, where Benny Hill used to tap the man on the top of his head, the little short older guy. That's how you are with this guy. I mean, you meet him, but it's not somebody you really want to date. I mean, you know, you feel that he's very intelligent in the conversation, but, nah, that ain't you. That is not you, Charlene. But you'll know him when you see him, because you'll bust out laughing. You'll think about what I just told you. And you'll be like, she said he looked like a penguin. I know.
He is. So, you know, just keep a pushing. Be nice, but keep a pushing. Okay?
All right. All right.
So just remember those two guys now are coming up in July. So one way or the other, basketball or baseball. Baseball's just beginning. Basketball's at the end. They're in the playoffs. So you, evidently you're going to meet them at some event, and I would say outside, Charlene. It's not going to be at a club or where you're drinking or something like that. It'll be an outside event. So maybe a concert, maybe a picnic, barbecue, something going on, or a concert in the park even, you know.
Baseball
but that's
game.
Where you'll meet him.
Interesting.
Meet him. Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, Charlene, I wish you the very best. Have a wonderful weekend. Girl, don't stop
Thank
using
you.
Your queen wiles, your womanly wiles, because you're a queen.
Oh, thank you. Bless your hearts, both of you. Have fun.
Okay, you too. Have a wonderful week. Nina, did you want to say something?
No, just have a wonderful week and be prepared. You're going to meet somebody really great.
Yeah.
Lovely. I'm
yeah.
ready.
Well, good for you. There you go. I like hearing that clarity. You got a determination. I love it. And that's why it's going to happen for you. All right, Charlene, have a wonderful week. We love you. Okay, we're at the end of the program. Can you believe this? We are doing so good. 3 minutes. Nina, what's coming on Monday night on Levitating Mindsets? And
Levitating Mindsets, Passage to Empowerment at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. We are going to be talking about ancestry. Who is in your closet? What kind of ancestors do you have? Mel has ancestry.com. So if you have a question, give us a call and Mel will answer it for you. So that's our topic on Monday night, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Tuesday night we have our LM Book Club. We're still talking about To Kill a Mockingbird. Great book. If you haven't read it, please do so. We are on chapter 18 on that book. And that's the shows for this week. Lettuce?
Okay, on Tuesday at 5 to 7 p.m., I'll be on Spreaker.com, and that's the Gaia Bocelli Show. It's music for 2 hours. Then Wednesday, I'm back to Blog Talk Radio. I'm back up, you guys, within the studio. If you've been missing me, I'm back doing the entertainment news, news of the weird, and all the crazy stuff and hot topics, whatever's coming up. In fact, it was really good this past Wednesday. So anyway, I'm back with that. That's at 6 p.m., on Wednesday, 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And then Friday from 4 to 6, I'm on Spreaker.com again for Friday Traffic Jam. Now, I want you to take note that starting pretty soon, maybe the 1st of June, we're going to have gospel half hour of music and prayer on Sunday mornings. It either be Sunday mornings or early Sunday afternoon. I think it'll be Sunday morning, so just to let you know. And that's kind of in the works. We'll see. Me and Miss Nina will be talking about it. So we'll see about that. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. You know we love you. So glad that you were here either by phone in the chat room or just listening to the show. Thank you, Miss Nina. As always, you know I love you.
I love you too, Lennis. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We had a great show. We love you. Have a great week. And remember, put those intentions out. It is the moon, new moon tonight.
Amen. Amen. So remember that. The intentions on the new moon, which is tonight, Mercury retrograde, 519 to 611. And tomorrow, be sure to tune in at 7 p.m., right? on Levitating Mindsets, Ancestry. That's going to be really good. I love hearing about that. Thank you, Nina.